Moses, desiring to know more about God, asked, "Please show me your glory." God, in his mercy, explained that a sinner cannot see the face of God and live. Yet he was willing to show Moses as much of his glory as possible. And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." This is not the only time that the glory of the Lord was revealed to the children of Israel. When the children of Israel finished constructing the tabernacle, the glory of the Lord filled it so that no one was able to enter the tent. When Solomon dedicated the temple in Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord again filled it so that the Levites could not enter to serve the Lord. Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord leave the temple as the children of Israel were led into captivity. The true glory of the Lord is revealed to us on the cross of Calvary. The Son of God, in his humility and shame, revealed his glory at the words, "It is finished." The glory of the Lord is our salvation from sin and death. God grant that we behold his glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.